Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey, everybody. My name is Evan. I'm a dumb dad. As a parent, I realized how hard it is to get mental health care and support from my family. And the wait lists are so long, and I just can't get the help I need right away.
That's why I love Little Otter in the app. It's like having a mental health expert in my pocket. No matter where I am, I can access them. No wait lists and same-day appointments. They have custom reports with personalized care plans. The clinicians are world-renowned, and it's fully virtual. What more could you want?
Really? Well, that sounds too good to be true.
I know, but this is real, and I've saved so much time instead of wondering whether I should be worrying. To learn more, visit littleotterhealth.com.
Cheers. Cheers, buddy.
Pal.
Cheers to the holidays. The start of the holidays season.
I don't think we were cleared to sing that song.
And whoop-dee-doo. here's what I brought over today, and I'll tell you why. We usually drink IPAs, but once in a while, we got to branch out a little bit.
Okay.
And I went to the store today because I texted you, I don't have anything interesting for us to drink. I'm going to stop on my way over to get some. So I went to the refrigerated area. I wanted to get something cold. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of stuff we've tried before. It was a lot of, I'm not going to try that, and I don't want that. A lot of that kind of stuff. Yeah. And here I found Delirium. Now, you said you had Delirium Tremens before. It comes in this, like, big bottle. It's not like a six-pack beer or anything like that, I don't think. These are like, what do you call it? Like nicer beers, one-hitter quitters?
I don't think that's what they call nicer beers.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's like a 10% beer. It's a Belgian ale.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of reasons I bought this. Okay. One, I was like, I don't know if we're going to like this. We're gonna go for it. It's Delirium Noel, so it's their holiday beer. I know Delirium because they always have an elephant on the front of the bottle. But this one is a pink elephant who's skiing, and he's got a little holiday scarf on and a little Santa cap. Santa's up there being led by pink elephants. Mm-hmm. There's a little bird standing on his hat in a snowy winter wonderland. I was like, well, that's what we're going to get.
Wow. Well, thank you for bringing it. Thanks for addressing the elephant in the room.
Yes, there it is. Also, it said that they've been a brewery since 1654.
Here's the thing. I feel like you go far enough back, you can just make up a number. Prove me wrong.
How are you going to fact check that? Because, I mean, yeah, we were making it in the woods, but we still were doing it.
Prove me wrong.
I mean, 1654. That kind of just like, all right, I'll try it.
It better be good.
They've shown such a long history of success surviving as a brewery.
They're doing it.
I can't really name that many other companies that have been around for 400 years.
Cheers to Delirium.
Cheers to Delirium. What do you think about it? Is it good?
Yeah, I like it. It's good. I like Belgians, though. You don't care for them.
I don't know what that is about. Is it the maltiness about a Belgian ale? That's maltiness. Right away, I'm like, that's a Belgian ale. That's not bad, though. It's pretty holiday. Yeah. It's holiday-ish.
Speaking of
the holidays, buddy, head first.
We're doing it. We're past Thanksgiving.
Yep.
We're off to the shopping races. This is about, at the time of this recording, this is the time where all the listeners, mostly the men, I'm not saying the women don't do it either, but I know
careful,
I'm guilty
Kevin.
Of this.
Careful, no, Kevin.
Trust me on this. You'll agree. It's where you think of a gift.
Uh-huh.
You're far enough out. You think of a gift and you go, okay, that's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
I should do that.
Yeah. Now's the time to write it down. Is that what you're going to say?
Cut to 2.5 weeks later, you still have not ordered it. And you're like, where did that time go?
That's when do they so unfair. They don't offer two-day shipping? What the hell?
Now you're panicking and buying a crappier brand because it'll come faster.
It's going to come a lot faster.
And then, you know, she opens the gift and you go, I hope, I wanted to get the other one, but
I forgot to order it.
Yeah.
Write it down or go order it now.
Just go order it now. Don't write it down.
Now's the time.
Don't write it down.
Well, let's do this.
We'll
just get into the Thanksgiving recap a little bit because it was an interesting Thanksgiving this year. It was fun. But we can get back into the shopping thing. We'll get back into the shopping thing because I have an idea for everybody just moving forward. It was a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We stayed here. Just had dinner with my in-laws. It was really nice. We still ran the gamut of Thanksgiving food. Made all of it.
Yeah.
We chose not to do a breast. We got the smallest turkey we could find just to do it, but I smoked it on the grill, I'd never done that before, and it worked. It was fantastic.
Pretty nice, right?
Smoked turkey is, it's a different level of flavor you're dealing with here.
Listen, when Boar's Head tells me they got smoked turkey, I don't usually go for it, but I get it now.
Yeah, it's really good. It was it was a wild... I kind of was thinking, I'm just going to go for it. And I don't have a smoker. I'm dealing with like a Weber grill, 22-inch Weber Classic Black grill, right?
Listen,
but there's ways to smoke it in there, but it's just all manual, a couple of thermometer probes in there. But I thought, if this goes horribly wrong... It'll be great. It's great content.
It's true.
But it worked. It worked. It tasted great. It was fantastic. But so Thanksgiving was fun. Really chill.
Good.
Watched our holiday movies, that kind of thing. So
same.
It was good.
Same. We were at my parents' for a week. It was great for the kids because my daughter had the week off school.
I missed you terribly.
Missed you too, buddy. I called you so many times, but didn't hit call. Like I punched in those numbers and just stared at them. And then I just said,
sitting on the edge of my bed.
I said, no. No, Kevin.
He's getting by without you, and you can do it too.
We had a great time. It was a week. Kids were so excited to be there. My daughter, big thing happened on this trip. My daughter, she's a full-fledged swimmer now.
Full-fledged swimmer. No water wings or no flotation device.
She wasn't using a flotation device as of the last time we went there. She had shedded that maybe even two times before, but didn't trust herself. Was still scared. Didn't want to get her face wet. All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then one night, her and I are just in like the hot tub, but it's not on because it's like connected to the pool, my parents' pool. So we're just like hanging out in there, and she's like playing with the goggles. And it's one of those parenting moments where you're like, "Don't push this." You have a real opportunity here.
Yeah.
This is a
real... the last time it was a struggle with the bubbling and the...
Yes.
When she went under. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Made tremendous strides if now she's just swimming.
Yeah. For those of you who didn't listen to that podcast, my daughter said she went under the water. She sank to the bottom. And my mom scooped her right up pretty quickly. But my daughter said, well, I tried screaming for help, but all that came out was bubbles. Which is just the worst thing. As a parent,
it's the worst
ever
and scariest thing to hear as a parent.
I was like, "You're gonna write a horror book?
Yeah.
Good Lord, the wording of that descriptor of it is so descriptive. It's awful.
It's so funny. It's like the way that she like it really is like a.
And then
it's an all is lost moment in a Disney film.
Brian tried to scream, but only bubbles came out. End of chapter. Start book two.
Chapter 5, the funeral. Like,
yeah.
Good Lord.
Oh, my. So anyway, so she was playing with the goggles, and it was one of those, like, I played my cards real good. I was like, this is either going to be a dumb dad moment, or it's going to be a major success.
Yeah.
And I was like, why don't you just put them on the water? Just put the goggles on the water, and then look through them. And she did that, and she was like, whoa.
A whole new world.
So then she started pressing it to her face. Then eventually she put it on her face. Like, put the straps over.
Yeah.
And then eventually she was dunking her face in. And then eventually she went under. And that was it.
And that was like, oh, I didn't realize that this is what I'm missing.
You hold your breath. You guys should have told me. And
you should have told me I'm not a fish. So, you know, I don't know.
So then she spent the rest of the week in the water.
Yeah.
And was just like,
yeah.
Sometimes without the goggles, sometimes with the goggles, usually with the goggles. But sometimes
that's awesome.
And then just like, just swimming all over. Yeah. So she's a swimmer now. So now you just got to get that other kid.
Yeah.
My youngest to start swimming.
Well, once he starts walking without falling down.
I can breathe a little easier. Well, that's the thing. He's already in the water. You can't fall. There's nowhere to fall.
I will say this. Speaking of this, like a little side comment, because of things we've been talking about working on.
Uh-huh.
I made the declaration on the podcast, incorrect declaration on the podcast last time.
What's that?
Now, I'm telling you, the diaper box we get tomorrow is going to be the last one.
Oh, no.
I think I missed by one, but I truly think I missed by one.
You loser.
Yeah.
But what a failure.
We're there. I'm telling you, we're there.
I know you are. That's why I can call you mean names.
I'm a loser idiot.
Loser, stupid, dumb idiot, moron.
You lost the bet. You don't get a little bit of money because you're close. The casino doesn't award you a little bit of money because you're close. You just don't win the bet. They scan your ticket like you lost. It's not wrong. You're wrong.
Yeah. I don't think I'm on my last box because my son now demands a diaper because he wants to poop.
Because he wants to poop?
Mm-hmm.
That's like backwards. He was doing that before, but now, but he was.
But no, he doesn't. He goes because Number one, no problem.
Yeah?
Number two, he's like, give me a diaper. I got to fill it.
Oh, man.
But whatever.
That's a tough one. It's the biggest hurdle, I think. I think potty training is two different things.
Yeah.
Number one and number two. One is easier to get them comfortable. Like, oh, it's kind of fun to go pee in the toilet.
Number two.
The something leaving my body and then getting rid of it forever is kind of a weird thing for a kid to get over, I think.
It's harder because we should teach kids to read first. If we could teach kids
before
to read
potty training?
Before potty training, no, but
way easier.
Everybody's kids would be potty trained in a week.
First you teach them where to read.
In a day.
First you teach them to read, then you tell them, then you teach them where to read.
Yeah. And then you go, you always read sitting here with your pants off. And then they do that and they're just like, half hour later their legs are numb, but they look down, they go, oh, wow, that's a lot of stuff. Boom. I solved it. I solved parenting. My book is coming out September 23rd.
Thanks for following us on the Dumb Dad Podcast.
It's called Don't Push It, a parenting guide from the Dumb Dads. I will say, being on vacation with my parents, at my parents' house,
yeah.
Phil came, mm-hmm. as we affectionately
yeah,
call
him. Phil was there.
Father-in-law. And he had a fun Dumb Dad moment. So
he had one.
Yeah, it's a small one, but it wasn't a small one. It's funny. He comes up to me. So he's
no
got
matter
this,
how
he's
insignificant
got,
you yeah. think it is, it's still a Dumb Dad moment.
That's great.
It's going to add it to the pile.
So whenever we're going on a trip, it's best for us to tell him usually like the day before. That seems mean, but he's a worrier. So if I tell him like 2 weeks before, I have to hear it for 2 weeks. And it's
but 5 minutes before is probably not going to go well.
5 minutes before is not great either.
Put your pants on.
That's where the hives come in.
Yeah.
So I told him like a week before. I was like, hey, yeah. we're going to my parents for a week. So he's got a little carry-on suitcase, but he's got a larger one. And he was like asking me to get it for him. So we get him the larger suitcase.
And you're just like, no.
He's like, I need a larger
Stop
suitcase.
Asking me.
We're going to be there for a week. This small bag is not going to do it. And I was like, dude,
yeah.
relax. No problem. I'll get it for you.
It's tank tops and swim shorts, man.
I was like, I was like, you can fit.
Yeah.
You can fit all of it. You could fit a month.
Yeah.
You could fit all of your clothes in that carry-on. But I got him the bag.
A side note, you should expand your wardrobe. Anyway, we...
So he has the big bag, and he packs it up, and he's like, it's a pretty heavy bag. And mm-hmm. I was like, don't worry about it, bud. We're just going to the car. And I get it in the car, and I put it away. I pack everything for him, and I made sure. I was like, do you have everything? You double-checked, triple-checked, all that stuff. He did. Mm-hmm. And he had all the things he needed.
Yeah.
And then we get there, and the next day, he walks up to my wife and I, and he goes, whew, so I think I made a huge mistake. And we were like, well, what did you do? And he was like, well, I didn't pack any shirts. I was like none?
Like to cover your torso?
You had no shirts? And he was like, no, I packed shorts and pants and socks and underwear. So where are your shirts? I don't know. I didn't pack them.
Shirts? None.
So when you got the bigger suitcase, were you just like, thrilled at how much extra space you had? Huh. I thought that'd be harder.
Yeah. Wow. Boy, this is a bigger suitcase than I even thought it was.
So I made a trip to the Palm Springs Target with him.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We bought some shirts, and I thought it was very funny.
new wardrobe.
When we told him to triple check, and I just want to know.
Triple check.
What happened? Like, talk about a fly on the wall. Like,
watching him pack and just never pull shirts out, I guess. Right. Or so
I got pants.
I get it in a way. You're so hyper focused on maybe how the shoes went in with the pants and stuff. And next thing you know, I gotta go to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom, you come back, you're focusing. I gotta mix my accessories. Oh, speaking of bathroom, I gotta get my little dop kit together. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, you just never thought about shirts. But that's a good one to not remember. Pants or shirts. To not bring them is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because I have gone on a trip before and forgot to pack underwear.
I went on a trip.
It's like, how did I do that? I don't, when I'm getting there, unpacking myself, like, where's my underwear?
I've done,
like, I forgot it.
I've done a similar thing, not as serious as forgetting all of your top clothes, but it was, I went to my parents' house and we were going for like the holiday and I didn't pack any nice clothes. That made sense to me.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that was like
well, a type of clothes, or
but that's because I made sure I had this many shirts. It's a good start. These pants, these shorts, socks. It was so funny to me.
It's like, well, you brought one shirt.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
because you. Yeah. I thought it was funny that you rode here shirtless in the car.
Can you turn the heat on? It's kind of drafty in here. So that was
the heat's coming. We're driving into the heart of it. So you won't need shirts. Let's put it that way. Oh, copy that. That is
so that's Phil's dumb dad.
Oh man, that's really good. I'll sneak one in here because
okay.
There were a few just kind of funny moments throughout Thanksgiving, but I had a funny one. I had one that was just perfect ending to things mm-hmm. on the way here. Like I was, we went shopping. I texted you. I was like, I'm on my way. And we got home and my wife made, you know how kids are. My wife made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for my daughter. My son said, I don't really want lunch right now, but she's smart. She made two sandwiches. Yep. One for each of them.
Yeah.
And then gave it to my daughter and then kept the other one in the kitchen because he's going to see it. And then in like 2 minutes, be like, hey, can I have my lunch now?
I already see what's happening.
Yeah. So I went into the kitchen and was going to start working on Christmas list stuff with my wife. And I just pushed my my laptop or whatever on the table to like start typing with her. And I just shoved his lunch off the table. Really nicely. It was already on a plate. Chips, sandwich, everything there, you know, on the plate prepared for him. So all she had to do was wait for the call. Can I have my lunch now? And then I just like shoved it on the floor.
That's amazing. I thought you were
going to really see it. You know?
I thought you were going to say you did that casual thing that a parent does that you just sit there and go, well, I guess they're not eating it. And you just absentmindedly take bites out of it.
Eat the lunch. Oh, yeah.
That's where that was going.
But it was, oh, man. Yeah. And that she just looks up at me like, what are you doing?
You said, I'm not hungry.
I then mocked like grabbing her drink and throwing it like, get everything off the table. I'm sitting down now. Yeah.
Next time I come here, this table better be cleared.
And then the funny part was I literally did it. And then as I'm picking it up, now luckily the sandwich fell into a shopping bag where he had just gone shopping. So I like that wasn't ruined, but the chips shattered all over the ground. Everything else is ruined.
Here's the thing. You made content for us right before you got here. I appreciate it. I appreciate you.
I did my best. I'm always thinking.
That was good.
I'm always working.
Ours was under the wire, too. Ours was not today, though.
Uh-huh.
Because today we just drove home from my parents. It's an easy drive. But last night.
You're lucky, because that could not be. It could be.
Last night was a dumb dad moment. No, it could have been. The way there was 4+ hours. The way back was 2.5.
That kind of stuff hurts my brain. Hurts my brain on a level that I can't explain. That the same distance physically takes you 4.5 hours, and then mm-hmm. like 2 hours and 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. The different way is like mm-hmm. that hurts. That's like I had this joke. Whoever invented traffic deserves a punch in the nose.
What?
Because you don't invent traffic, which I think is why it's a funny joke.
That is such.
I wrote that joke
a first time stand up joke.
But they deserve a punch in the nose, and here's why. Because it doesn't make sense. You're going on the freeway at 60 miles an hour. Free. There's literally no stop signs. There's literally nothing that should stop you. Mm-hmm. And how many times in your life have you gone zero? It's maddening.
Sure.
Zero.
Sure.
I understand slowing down. Zero. Brain hurts my brain.
No,
we
all agree with you. We're just worried that you think someone came up with it.
No, that's the joke.
No, I know it is. I'm worried about
you. Can't
your
invent it. It's a happenstance of too many people. Too many cars.
If I learned anything from Oregon Trail, they had traffic. And usually a stagecoach wheel broke.
Yeah, the wheel broke. Great.
Or a mule died.
Well, I didn't shoot enough buffalo, so we're going to be here for a while.
I definitely shot enough buffalo. But our. My wife and I share this dumb dad moment.
Oh, she contributed.
Yep.
Well, that's nice.
Well, the first one was that, so my daughter has had a cold it's going on 18 years now.
Yeah.
She's had a cold
just
for a while.
Just that stuffy dode.
Yeah, just
that stuffy dode.
For 3 weeks straight, very well. And so that's been going on. And it's fine. It's like, whatever you get through, it's cold. And then my son got it, but he got a rough, like sore throat. He's mm-hmm. coughing, sounds like glass, and it's just not good.
Yeah.
But my parents already got tickets to the zoo lights, so let's go anyway.
Oh, when you were there
last night,
you went to the zoo lights.
I went to the zoo lights last
night. Yeah, hey, let's go out and get you cold
mm-hmm.
with a cold.
It's not how you get a cold. But how you do get a cold is being around sick people or bringing your sick people around people.
So, side note, also whoever invented colds deserves a punch in the nose.
Boom. Take that.
If you, hey, if you're the one who invented traffic, you can go pound sand as far as I'm concerned.
Evolutionary microbacterias. So, so he was not having the best time. Mm-hmm. So luckily we brought a stroller and he just like sat there.
Yeah.
Just like a grumpy old man getting.
Well, I mean, he doesn't feel great.
Along.
You're taking him out to see lights. Lights hurt his eyes. I mean, it's like, what's fun?
Yeah.
What's fun about this? Animals? Well, no, we're at the zoo. It's dark, so you're not going to see the animals. Great. Why are we here?
He enjoyed it until he didn't. He would like, and then he would enjoy it again, and then he'd stop enjoying it. He would
in
go
waves.
Back. And
he enjoyed it in waves.
Huge waves. Huge waves. And then the other one, it was a two for a dumb dad moment. Mm-hmm. Dumb parent moment my wife and I shared. As soon as we walked in, something overcame my wife, and she saw those light up like spinning wands.
Yeah.
And she was just like, yes, we should get one of those.
They got her?
For the kids.
Got her.
It never gets her. And she was like, let's do it. And I was like, sure, why not? But if you want your kids to enjoy the zoo lights or anything, don't give them something cooler first. Because those are all lights
that
are just like
100 feet from me. This thing is spinning in my hand and doing things to my vision I can't explain.
Those lights are plugged in and nailed to a wall or a tree. These are powered by wishes and magic, and it's spinning as much as I want. So she didn't care about any of it. And my son also didn't care about any of it. Uh-huh. So we brought two reluctant children so that we could enjoy the zoo lights.
Sure. Did you guys have a good time?
We loved it.
It was great.
Yeah.
Sights to see.
It was fun. We did see a rhinoceros. That was
laying down doing nothing?
No, he was walking about. He was putting on a show. It was a bit much.
Really?
Honestly, it was
every time I've ever seen a rhino, it was like, here I am. I got a horn on my nose. They did not do nothing.
Oh, this rhino.
They're rare, though, so it's you feel bad. You want to paint like, hey, man, rooting for you.
That's what I said to him.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was a dumb move because then my daughter's just obsessed with it, and then she's doing that thing that kids do where they're just like holding a toy out and walking, and they only see the object, so it's like constantly like,
she wasn't
hey, watch out, watch out, watch out.
I was going to say, she wasn't even at the zoo as
right
far
in front
as she
of
was
you.
Concerned. Yeah. She was in her own world looking
she was
at that
gone.
Thing.
She was gone. But then I witnessed the dumbest dumb dad moment.
Uh-huh. A random dad moment?
Random dumb dad moment.
A random act of dumb?
And if you happen to listen to this podcast, either the wife or the husband, it was at the Indio Zoo. I think it's...
Zoo Lights.
Living Zoo, I think it's called. And it was
well,
zoo
that's
lights.
A, that's a
I know. It's like, it's otherwise it's called a museum.
Yeah.
It's just called zoo and then museum. It's not called the living zoo and the dead
yeah,
zoo.
Yeah, the living zoo, as opposed to what makes me uncomfortable. What?
The farm upstate.
Yeah.
But I saw a dad, and I think the kid was like, I don't know what was going on with the kid, but the kid was probably pitching some kind of fit about whatever.
Yeah. And not getting one of those light up
things. I don't want to be near you to his parents. So the dad goes, being funny, he's not trying to be mean.
Yeah. How old is the kid? Is he like, you're describing this like he's a little bit older.
Three or, no.
Oh, no.
He's like 3 or 4.
But he didn't want to be around his parents?
Yeah, well, you know, like that kid of like.
You guys are so embarrassing.
I was like, I don't want to do that. Oh. And then, you know, kind of thing.
Hey, just kind of checking out.
And the dad picked the kid up and he goes, okay, and turns them to our family, and he goes, you live with them now, and then puts them down, and the kid just looks at us, and we go, hi, and the kid just like he will remember that moment for the rest of his life.
That was a significant moment.
He thought it was as real as possible, and he started sobbing.
What do they call him in
trauma?
No. No, what do they call it? Inside Out.
The core memory.
Core memory.
It was a core memory. He just look of absolute fear on his face, and we can't do anything because we can't engage now because That'll only make it worse.
Yeah.
And he just started screaming, crying. The dad picked him up immediately. He was like, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry, buddy. Buddy. And as we're walking at Ray, we're like, oh, come on, buddy. Oh, come on. I'm sorry. And we're just like, oh, you know, that was such a good idea. It was such a bad idea.
That's such a bad idea.
We got to be like participants.
It was double. It was just a double-edged sword for the kid because he's also thinking, like, at least I get to go to a family where they buy them these little cool light-up things. Mm-hmm. And then that opportunity was then stolen back from him.
It is possible that there were tears of absolute relief.
Possibly.
Thank God. Nope, never mind. It's gone. It's gone from me. I overreacted.
Yeah.
I should have just casually just walked with them.
I should, yeah. Blended in. Yeah. I should have just slid in the back of the stroller and just not even thought about it.
Hey, I'm Derek.
Derek. A great little kid name.
But that was a good
one. Hi, I'm Dave. What's the story on getting one of those little light-up things?
Our whole family was talking about
are
that.
Are we a hot chocolate family? What's going on?
Yeah. I know we're a hot chocolate family. I don't need to ask, but are we a marshmallow hot chocolate or whipped cream hot chocolate? Cool Whip hot chocolate. All right. I can work with that. That's kind of in the middle. That's fine.
Well, that's funny. I love them walking around. It's true that you give them little light up things and they're just walking around like cross-eyed staring at the thing so close to their face. Doesn't matter where they are.
We had to talk to my daughter about sharing and paying attention, and we saw another mom do it and probably another one, and it's just funny because we all put ourselves in that situation.
Yeah, you did it yourself.
So every time you're like, what's wrong with you? I gave you this amazing gift, and all you want to do is play with it.
Do something else. Look at something else. No.
Here's a PS5. Now let's do your taxes. Well, yeah. Hold on.
Whoa. We're jumping ahead here. Yeah. This thing's spinning around. I've got stuff to do. Hey, man, it's the holidays. Actually, you know, it's funny when you say the zoo lights. Last year we're going to go to the local one, I'm sure. Again, we have to go. Zoo lights are fun.
Yeah.
But when we, last year, because of quarantine, Six Flags, everybody knows Six Flags, big amusement park. Well, maybe people don't, but Six Flags is a huge amusement park with a bunch of rides. Were shut down last year because of COVID. Mm-hmm. Can't go to the big amusement park. So they opened the whole park and did like a Six Flags, I don't remember what they called it, like Holiday Lights Festival or something like that.
Drive-through, right?
Yeah, but it was driving through the whole Six Flags.
Yeah.
Like you're driving on normally where people are like waiting in line for hot dogs and all that kind of stuff. You know, like you literally drove through the park where cars would never otherwise be. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing was lit up. They had light tunnels and everything. And my wife, I kind of forgot that why that existed because my wife was
Six
like,
Flags?
No. The like how, why that they thought like, here's a way that we can bring a little bit of money to the park is creating like a light up situation.
Yeah.
So, but the funny thing was, my wife said she saw that, like in you know, like your photo memories, I think that pop up on your phone or whatever. Yeah. She's like, "Remember last year we went to the lights at Six Flags?" And I was like, "Oh, we should do that again. That was really fun." She goes, "Well, that's not gonna happen again. They're open." And I was like, "That's right.
You can drive through it. You get a lot of trouble.
You might not get very far.
Yeah.
But the idea, I was like, we should do that again. That was a lot of fun. It was very well done. She's like, they're open for business. It's not going to happen. That's never going to happen again. And then I felt pretty special being able to witness it, but still kind of wish they would do it because it was really cool.
Oh, I can't wait till you're like 70 and at that Six Flags. And you're like, you know what you guys did that you should bring back?
You think Six Flags is going to last that long? I've been there. It's
that old guy is still alive, dancing to that same song.
Yeah. It's an experience up there at Six Flags, let me tell you. Okay. So, like I said, I wanted to go back to the shopping, and I wanted to share a holiday tradition that we've established in our house. Because now, okay, so we live in California, not near my parents.
Correct.
And so we've adapted into the Friendsgiving idea, you know, where if you don't live near your parents, but you're around a bunch of friends, everybody shows up at somebody's house and brings a little dish. And Friendsgiving is a big thing as well.
Yeah.
Super fun. The last like 4 or 5 years in a row, because what happens after Thanksgiving? Black Friday, shopping deals, saddle up. Mm-hmm. Pull up your bootstraps. It's shopping season.
No, you should be.
There's no better way to do it than to go out the next day and just get thrashed in public trying to find the latest thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, now online shopping is so popular, and Black Friday deals extend to all that stuff online. So over the last few years, what we've done is the day after Thanksgiving is like the laziest day of the year. And you wake up in the morning, you get your laptop out or your iPad or whatever it is that you can shot your computer. You just post up, put a bunch of movies on.
We did it at your house last
leftovers. Year. Leftovers. You came over last year. Leftovers galore. And just create a big spread and just knock off as much Christmas shopping as you can do in one day. When all the deals just come in your way.
Right.
You don't even got to go anywhere.
Right.
You're just knocking. And then you feel better. You're like, you know what? I didn't do anything today, but I shopped for a bunch of people. I got a bunch of stuff done. So
it's perfect.
I recommend it to pretty much everybody. That's what we did yesterday, and it was fun. I mean,
so you didn't write it down. You bought it right away. Like I said.
Bought it right away. Or you got, you know, you got this website open. You got this tab open. You're filling your cart. Delete it from that cart because this is a cooler thing. Here's a better version of this. Stick it in that cart on this website. It's a whole thing. But, you know, you're in your PJs. Sipping hot chocolate, coffee, whatever you
Christmas
need to do.
Christmas albums.
Just crushing leftovers. Highly recommend. It's a good tradition to start.
That's good.
And you're not stressed. You're not going anywhere.
This is a great recommendation for people who are going to listen to this podcast.
For next year.
3 days after the fact.
I got to get the information out somehow.
I'm just saying this episode will drop on Cyber Monday. You can do the same thing.
Cyber Monday. Just don't go to work Cyber Monday. Stay home. Do it basically.
Don't listen to anything we're saying right now.
Cyber Monday is one of those days. It's like, talk about an extension of what you really want to. I mean, they're really trying to blend Black Friday into Cyber Monday. Because by the time you get to Cyber Monday the last couple of years, it's like, what deals are really on Cyber Monday? It's an afterthought. Something's got to change.
You're being very hurtful towards Cyber Monday.
Towards the cyber community?
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a lot of companies excited.
Uh-huh.
And,
Well, don't offer me the deal on Friday.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe they held their ground. They didn't.
They didn't.
They did the Black Friday sale.
No, it's because it's Black Friday, which starts, by the way, like 5 days early now for some companies.
Oh, yeah.
And Black Friday extends now through November 30th.
I could do
Black Friday deals. I mean, it's like.
I could do without the text messages. Yeah. Black Friday's already started. It's Tuesday. So, no.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah, we get it.
It hasn't.
I mean, you know how many days in a row Macy's has had a one day only sale?
Because it's like what you said. It's like what you said. It's. Oh, yeah, the one day only is five times a year. But.
Five times a year for a week.
These companies go, Black Friday starts now. Get in while you can. And you want to go, oh, because you're not going to do this on Friday.
Get in while you can now. Like,
I dare you.
I already have plans to shop Friday. Now everything, all your inventory is going to get blown out Tuesday afternoon. Like, what are we doing here?
Maybe. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Guys, good luck shopping. Don't write it down. Get it done. Get it done now while you're listening to this.
Don't write it.
You're listening to this the day before whatever holiday you celebrate, and then go with God. But you guys can find us at Dumb Dad Pod on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. We're The Dumb Dads on YouTube. Please subscribe and write a review for the podcast if you haven't already done it. If you have, thank you so much. And then you guys can also write in your dumb parenting moments. We love to read them on the podcast.
DumbDadPod@gmail.com and DM us on Instagram.
Take us out.
Oh, I don't have a joke.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay. Hey, Siri, tell me a dad joke.
What's a dad's favorite kind of peas? Peas and quiet.
Nailed it.
That's as good as it gets.
That's as good as it gets right there.
Okay, bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.